From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. The Daily Freeman is reporting unemployment rates in counties located in the Mid-Hudson Valley and Catskills were about half a percentage point lower last month than a year earlier, according to data released by the State Department of Labor June 19th. In Greene County, the May 2018 jobless rate was 4.4%, down from 4.9% a year earlier. In Columbia County, the unemployment rate reported last month was 3.2%, a decrease from 3.6% in May 2017. Jobless rates in Delaware, Dutchess, Orange, Sullivan, and Ulster counties also declined. Statewide, the highest unemployment rate reported last month was 7% in Hamilton County. The lowest, at 3%, was in Queens County. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Brendan J. Lyons is reporting for the Times Union. Among the items passed by the state legislature this week is a bill that would create a commission to investigate misconduct by district attorneys. The move was strongly opposed by prosecutors who said it is unnecessary and that lawmakers should instead improve disciplinary procedures for all attorneys. Oneida County District Attorney Scott McNamara, president of the State District Attorneys Association, said in a statement, and I quote, "We acknowledge the power and discretion attending our responsibilities as prosecutors, but professional misconduct by any attorney should be subject to robust investigation and discipline by competent, well-functioning grievance committees. This problematic legislation does nothing to provide that," end quote. Under the legislation, 8 of the commission's 11 members would be appointed by the governor and the legislature. Albany County District Attorney P. David Soares, who is poised to become the next president of the District Attorneys Association, slammed the legislation. He said, and I quote, "This bill does not include special prosecutors, the Justice Center that oversees people with special needs, or the Attorney General. The only prosecutors they include are the prosecutors with jurisdiction over the Senate and Assembly," end quote. The bill now goes to Governor Andrew Cuomo's office for review. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Tricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Residents in attendance at a recent Ulster County Legislature public hearing gave that county's proposed ban on single-use plastic shopping bags a thumbs up. 3 of the 22 people who spoke opposed the new local law now under consideration. 2 of the 3 included the head of the New York State Association of Convenience Stores and the store director of ShopRite in Kingston. James Calvin, the president of the New York State Association of Convenience Stores, said, and I quote, "This law would turn convenience stores into inconvenience stores," end quote. The majority of speakers, however, said the plastic bags are a scourge to the environment and the ban is, and I quote, "long overdue," end quote. If adopted, the proposed Bring Your Own Bag Act would ban the use of all single-use plastic bags in Ulster County, would require stores to charge 5 cents for recycled paper bags provided to customers, and would fine stores that violate the law. The proposal will now go back to the legislature's Energy and Environment Committee for consideration. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Bill Mahoney and Nick Nedzwiadek are reporting for Politico New York. The state legislature is scheduled to adjourn for the year at some point Wednesday, June the 20th. Senate Deputy Majority Leader John DeFrancisco said, and I quote, "We're just going ahead with the bills that need to be voted on, and whatever deals are out there, I really don't know," end quote. The Senate quickly voted on 175 bills before adjourning at 10 p.m. Tuesday. The Assembly had voted on 108 measures as of 10:40 p.m., but it was still working its way through a lengthy calendar for the evening. Various uncontroversial items that would allow individual counties and towns to continue charging the amount of sales and hotel occupancy taxes they want still need to be passed. However, the Assembly Tuesday night began to advance a new bill that would link those tax extender bills to the proposed expansion of traffic cameras in New York City, an issue that has been held up in the Senate. But Assembly members were confident they would come up with some sort of arrangement by the 20th. DeFrancisco said, and I quote, "I can't imagine that tax extenders would not happen. But as to other things, who knows," end quote. Some significant items that did not receive final passage: legislation that would create a new commission tasked with investigating allegations of misconduct by prosecutors, a bill to increase funding for mandatory costs at public universities, and a measure establishing a sexual assault survivor bill of rights. The Assembly also passed a bill that would reinstate net neutrality at the state level. And you can read that full story at Politico New York. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For weather reports, town meetings, and more information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.